animated film Cookie Returns is back, this time round in English, or Chinglish more like. Director Jan Svirak says he gave up on his original idea of using native English speakers, figuring that a bit of Czech flavour wouldn't hurt. So he picked the best Czech dubbers for the job, and those who did not speak a word of English simply had to work harder, repeating their part after a native speaker until it was word perfect. Svirak says that while the great animation wows everyone, the subtitles simply don't work. In Cannes, where we showed the film to distributors, subtitles proved a major setback. People couldn't figure out who was speaking and soon got bored, the director admits. He's hoping that the new English version, which should be available in mid-December, will make Cookie a special experience for English-speaking viewers as well. A copper 5-haller coin minted in 1924 was auctioned off for a record $500,000 this week. The auction house was bursting at the seams because the 5-haller piece is a coveted item, which very few collectors have. Their minting was stopped after only a few thousand issues due to a cracked mold, and there are only half a dozen of them around today. Several years ago, a 5-haller coin was auctioned off for just over 300,000 crowns, which means hanging on to it is a good investment. Among the other items in the catalogue was an Order of the White Lion dating back to the years of the First Republic, the country's highest state distinction awarded annually by the president, and coins dating back to the 18th century. The coin, which sold for the highest bid ever at a Czech auction, is the so-called Ruble of Empress Anna, dating back to 1730. One of 36 pieces produced in a test run. A Russian buyer paid 5 million crowns for the coin, saying he was not just buying a piece for his collection, he was retrieving part of his country's history. Jokes about women drivers are not only sexist, but generally very unfair. Experts say women are more careful on the road and cause fewer serious accidents. However, you might have had a hard time convincing 5 drivers who were caught in a bizarre accident last week. A woman driver whose car was giving her problems called friends to come and tow her home. Unfortunately, she forgot to turn the key in the ignition, and in the first sharp turn of the road, her steering wheel locked, sending her car flying into the opposite lane. She neatly swept 5 oncoming cars off the road before coming to a standstill. It's that time of year again, and many fathers who visit toy shops to select Christmas presents for their offspring will look longingly at the section offering model trains, sets that come complete with drawbridges, tunnels and railway stations, before moving on to the latest video games on offer. If you're one of those parents who wouldn't mind a quick trip down memory lane, maybe there's a better way than sitting on the floor of your living room assembling a train model set. A Prague restaurant, or maybe one should say gentlemen's club, now offers that experience taken to perfection. It's all there, a world in which your drinks arrive by toy express train, directed by the waiter at the push of a button, and which you can send back empty for a second round. It's a dream come true. The only problem is you have to leave sometime. When the Czech Dailies reported on 7 people getting snowed in a pub in North Yorkshire and being stranded there for 9 days, few Czech editors could resist commenting. Now that's what I call good luck. Some of the best Czech tattoo artists took part in a charity auction of their work on Thursday night. And it wasn't bodies that were on sale, but oranges and lemons, on which the artists had tattooed popular fairy tale characters. The annual event is organized in aid of orphanages and has proved very popular. Lukáš Boháček, who initiated the tradition, says that while he was aware that while many people admired his work, they did not really want a tattoo on their body. Auctioning off tattooed oranges and lemons was the perfect answer, he says. People buy our tattoos without fear they might regret their decision later, and they do something for charity at the same time. Thank you.